Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Hello, B's, G's, and NB's. Welcome back to the judgiest place on the internet. My name is Josh.
My name is Rick.
And my name is Christian.
And we are the judgies. Guys.
Crushed it.
Joshua, yeah. I have to say that B's and G's is biscuits and gravy.
Yeah, and NB's is non-breakfast items. So it covers the whole span of foods.
Okay. I just wanted to clear that up.
Yeah.
Okay. We're just kind of going over our bruh menu. This is a callback to last week's episode.
We got memes. Yeah.
We should have had memes.
Oh, gosh. Guys, important information. I sort of saved it for the podcast. But,
oh, wow.
Like, as in we hung out earlier today and you were like, I'm not telling you guys shit.
Correct.
That's actually very rude.
Yeah.
I'm upset about this.
I am engaged to be wed at the moment.
Wow.
Somebody commented, can I marry the banana shirt guy in our YouTube comment section? And I said yes.
Dude,
I said yes to her dress. Yeah. So thank you, Selena.
Betrothed to be.
Yeah. We're meant to be. It's written in the stars, Tiny Tempest style.
Who?
Someone will get the reference to the 2011 pop hit Written in the Stars. Erica's pissed.
I'm mad. I'm big mad.
I threw out the BGs and MBs to try to get a little bit more of a rouse you earlier. That way the fake engagement wouldn't hurt as much, but you're still offended.
I'm offended. I was about to be like so genuinely upset that you did not tell us at lunch that you were engaged. Like I
can't be engaged. I'm already married to the game.
Damn, he's got that fucking grind set.
I'm on
baby.
That grind set.
He's okay. All about that passive income, baby.
So. Whatever. Well, I'm glad it's a YouTube engagement. Okay, I'm okay,
Erica,
with that.
If I get engaged, you guys will be in the top 10 to know.
I was
top 10.
You could be one or two. I'm just saying it's gonna be top 10. Like Patrick Mahomes is in the top 10 of quarterbacks in the NFL. He is one, but, like, he's still in the top 10.
Okay.
That's a very valid point here.
The only people that should be before us are your guys' parents. And then it should be us. Well, and your brother.
Nah, fuck them.
Okay, and, you know, whoever your fiancé. I'm assuming it's Aurora, nah. But...
Yeah, whoever I'm being engaged to should probably be number one, huh?
I meant their family. You can tell immediate family.
I'll tell the podcast before I tell you guys. I'll record, like, it'll be my week to edit, and I'll, like, slip it in at the end. And be like, and listeners, if you've gotten this far, I am engaged to be wed.
That would actually really suck, because...
Podcast exclusive.
Yeah.
I would be very mad.
I've kind of jumped ship. I don't listen to this podcast anymore. I'm kind of above it.
Speaking of not listening to this podcast, we have some reviews to come in. Erica, read that spicy hot review.
So on one of our episodes, how far ahead are we?
A lot.
Let's say it's 7 episodes ago.
It's like 3 episodes ago.
Okay, so we had talked about like some tangent things, and I was like, oh my gosh, listen to Ladies and Tangents because it's a podcast and I like them. And this review is from Ashley 54312. You think that's a zip code?
It's like the worst zip code.
She says, thanks for the recommendation. 5 stars. Okay. I found your podcast through TikTok and have been binging all of your episodes and having a great time with it. However, on your last podcast, you recommended the Ladies and Tangents podcast, which I found out is also very good. And because I've hit my podcast quota, I had to make some cuts. It was a tough decision, but I'm sorry you guys didn't make it.
That's completely understandable.
And I feel like this is my fault. Like, I'm really glad that you enjoyed my recommendations. Also, our friend from college who listens, Tyler.
Okay.
He messaged me on Instagram and he was like, just so you know, I am really glad that you recommended this podcast will kill you because his wife had been recommend. It was either his wife or his mom. I can't remember.
I thought you were going to say his wife had been murdered.
No.
And they brought up her case. It was so cool to see.
No, this podcast will kill you is about infectious diseases.
Oh.
Not murder.
Ooh.
Okay.
But he said it was really good. So I am 2 for 2 for recommendations.
Wow. So you should start recommending people our podcast.
I do. I don't know, maybe, probably more than you guys do.
Maybe plug a little harder.
I don't know if you remember. I don't know if I told this on the pod, but when I was in Nashville, I was drunk. I was sat in the front seat with the Uber driver and he handed me his phone with Spotify open and was like, here, pick out the next song. And I immediately subscribed that man to the Judgies podcast.
Do you think he's listened?
Probably not. I hope so.
And that'd be so crazy if we get like a review when this comes out. I don't know, 7 weeks from now. And it's just like, I'm the Uber driver. I love it.
I don't know Uber driver.
Thank you.
I've never been to Uber driver.
Christian, you want to get into your review, man?
Yeah, I have a review here. I think it's kind of along the lines of your engagement. I think this is a star-crossed like soul of mine. From Albeca, perfect podcast for the pooper. I would agree.
Are you on the pooper for an hour?
I have IBD. So as you can imagine, I spend quite a lot of time on the toilet. Recently, in one of my long scrolls on the clock app, I stumbled across a clip from this podcast. Since then, I've been binging it like crazy. It's the perfect podcast to listen while taking a dump. Although, I'm sure my family thinks I'm crazy when they hear me laughing when they walk by the bathroom. 10 out of 10, highly recommend.
Hell yeah. Do you think she meant to write IBS, but the D and the S are right next to each other?
I don't know. I didn't know if maybe this is like an STD, STI kind of situation.
Mm, where... Like irritable bowel disease versus syndrome. It's not a disease. Disorder.
Disorder, okay. It's not a disease.
I don't know.
Maybe it was IED. Improvised explosive device. Yeah.
What else do we call my asshole?
Exactly.
Yuck.
And just like Christian, that was a soul touch to you. Here's one for me from Simply C, 5 stars. 10 out of 10, amazing, magnificent, empowering, perfect. Need I say more?
Wow.
No, you don't need to say more.
I'm gonna. Hello.
Okay.
I found your podcast on TikTok about a month ago. And ever since, I have listened to it while driving. Which is a lot. I have ICD, irritable car disease.
He did not say that.
That's so nuts.
I kind of get sick of my music taste really quickly, so it's nice to have something fun to listen to. Arguably, I'm your biggest fan, Heart. Anyways, I love all these episodes, and I love how you guys can make funny jokes or use dark humor without being blatantly offensive. I've been turned off from a lot of podcasts for containing a lot of offensive jokes, so it's nice to not worry about that with y'all. P.S. You guys should 100% make sweatshirts. I would wear one. Love, your number one fan.
Wow.
So we got to drop some Chuggy sweatshirts, Christian. Get on that shit.
We're ready for the Chuggy sweatshirts. I got the design already.
Trying to get you to make these for so long.
I didn't think Chuggy would stick around for this long.
Like, what, you thought sheesh would?
Yeah, sheesh rolls right off the tongue. Sheesh is a great word to say. Chuggy is like, ooh. Chuggy, ooh. You know what I mean?
Chuggy sounds like a shitty granola bar.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
Listen, hot take incoming. Hurt Turk, you ready? Aurora, plug your ears. I'll a little bit of a, what's it called? Personal story.
An anecdote?
A little bit of an anecdote here. Back when I first started where I currently work, I was talking to somebody who makes music. He has an indie artist. And he's like, oh, what kind of music do you like? And in my awkward state, I said, oh, I don't really listen to music. And he looked at me like I was a fucking crazy person.
Correct. What kind of weirdo doesn't listen to music at all?
Over the next many months of working with him, had to like slightly slide in information that I do, in fact, listen to some music.
I was too awkward to tell you that. Yes, I do, in fact, listen to music occasionally.
However, after being empowered by Stream Daddy Hassan Piker, I just, sometimes, like, I have to be in a very specific mood to listen to music. Like, I'd rather just, like, not listen to music than listen to music sometimes, you know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean.
And I feel like we are an oppressed minority in this world.
Right off with that statement.
Here's the thing. You guys are wrong and dumb.
I mean, look.
I think there's, like, there's a reason why you don't like music that much, and it's because you're wrong and dumb.
Yes.
Have you tried being right and smart?
No.
Because we've been doing that, and we really enjoy music.
Simply see, you and I were on the same wavelength, buddy.
Well, he's saying he likes music. He just gets tired of his music quickly.
That's what I'm saying.
If you need music recommendations, let me know.
I mean, I can only listen to Sublime Santeria 1,000 times before it gets old.
Incorrect. It'll never get old.
That's true. That's the one ever golden song.
That was a trick question. You passed, Erica. Good job.
But your coworkers, one of his like bigger songs on Spotify is on one of my playlists. And I listen to it quite a bit.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's very good.
Very good.
We won't plug him because fuck him. But
you heard us.
But
thinking soul and funk are the same thing.
We don't just read reviews about our podcast on this podcast. We also podcast on this podcast. And what is that podcast? We talk about stories from the internet and we laugh at them. And most importantly,
we judge people.
And sometimes Christian be reading those stories.
Sometimes I just be absolutely doing that. First story this week from r/relationship advice. My husband has been pooping in the bathtub.
Intentionally?
Like waffle stomping it?
Yeah, I can't believe I'm writing this. For a while, there's been a faint smell of poop, sometimes in the bathroom, when I go to the shower, yet no poop in the toilet. I always figured it must just be someone pooped earlier that day. It is us and two kids in this house, so... Well, yesterday, rushing to get ready for work, I opened the bathroom to see an actual turd sitting there on the edge of the tub, and him with his phone, taking pictures.
Caught brown-handed.
Ew, I don't like that.
So how else did he get it out of the toilet?
He just squat over...
Over the porcelain bathtub?
Yeah.
That's quite the aim.
But I'm more concerned with how he's getting it back in the toilet.
Mm-hmm. You can't waffle stomp into a toilet.
Not off the edge of the bathtub.
He could if he tried hard enough.
He exploded at me to get the fuck out. Ignored me the rest of the day and night... When we finally had a talk where he explained he just likes to look at them and will poop sometimes outside the toilet to see them better. That's not all. He also posted the picture he took here on Reddit for people to rate. I looked at his account and was horrified. Not only does he do this here, he's done it at his sister's house, at work, and in public bathrooms. He will post these locations like he is proud of it. I'm horrified and disgusted.
Like geotag?
Yeah.
Like at McDonald's, at Susie's place.
Bro, this is, I'm upset.
He's apparently been doing this for over a year, probably longer. We have two kids. How can he knowingly take a shit on a place that they touch? He kept saying he's always cleaned it up, but obviously not enough if I was smelling it the whole time.
Correct.
Does he just not care? He cares a lot about his shit. That's the whole thing.
That's the thing, is he cares too much about it. I just thought, like, what if you have a bad shit? What if it's runny?
Yeah.
Like, in my mind, I've been picturing this whole time, like, perfect log. Unbroken, unbent, unchained, Django style, fucking 12 inches.
Yeah.
But what if he's got just diarrhea? He's got them day after drinking shits.
He probably knows when not to shit on the side of the...
Listen. Sometimes.
Sometimes you know.
sometimes I like push out a salad and I'm like, okay, look at that. That was a nice big look.
Look at you and eating then, fiber this month.
I know. And then I'm like, all right, I just still got a little poop left. And then it's just liquid.
Yeah.
Okay. That's so true. Like,
it was just like a stopgap.
Yeah. Pop the cork a little and then.
Pop the cork. You're aging the rest of it like a fine wine.
Here's the thing.
From the behind.
This is a man who is a master of his craft. All right. He knows his bowel movements.
More like a master of his craft. Crap, correct.
It was right there. It was right there for the taking.
I'm gonna boo that.
Pulled
one.
It right out of the toilet and took a boo. Picture and put it on Reddit, but this story is fucking insane. He told me he will do whatever the fuck he wants with his body and his private time, which I cannot accept.
You cannot my body, my choice, shitting on a bathtub.
If he was the only one doing this in the toilet, weird, but whatever. The tub, public bathrooms, absolutely fucking not.
Mm-mm.
Now, fucking insane. I can't get over it. Now I am being accused of being controlling and a bitch. He is still giving me the silent treatment, except to criticize me. He left to sleep at a motel last night.
Oh my god.
Probably
gosh.
So he can get a couple new pictures. Get a new rating on his Reddit shit count.
What you subreddit think, is this?
It's gotta be like r/ shit posting, right? Like it's gotta be.
I was too lazy to look through the comments, but I was like, all I wanna know is just, I so badly I wanna know where he is posting this. It's gotta be like a lock subreddit, right?
I want to Google it, but I feel like I don't want that you on have my
to,
Google.
You have to send in a picture of your turd to get verified before you can even follow. He left to sleep in a motel last night. Checked his account with a bad feeling. Guess what? Mm-mm. This very morning, he was posting from the motel. He says this is completely normal. That's just a guy thing, and lots of guys have a dumb appreciation for their poops.
I mean, clearly, because there's a subreddit for it. But also, like, this is the one instance where I will say not all men.
But tall men? Yep.
Probably.
Okay. Do they all also extensively document on the internet detailing when and where they took a shit? What his BM felt like? Going to really gross details describing the poop? Told you he's a master of his craft. I've never heard of this, so I don't buy it. I'm just at a loss to how to get through to him how incredibly disgusting this is. I don't even want to touch him now. We have had sex when he was basically playing with his shit earlier the same day.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
The inflection on that sentence was like he was current, like he was playing with his shit while you were having sex, which I know is a kink, but like.
It needs to be consensual.
Huh?
I can't deal with this. It's too weird and too gross. Please don't just tell me to divorce him over one thing, because our relationship is usually really good. He's a great father, and I know he loves our family. He's a very hard worker. I wasn't ever supposed to know about this. Now I can't unsee it. So that's just my problem to get over somehow.
Just because you weren't supposed to know about it doesn't mean it's fine.
So, okay, here's my opinion on this. What he does in his private personal space is his business. Absolutely, he's allowed to do that. However, once he goes into someone else's space or public places, that is not okay.
Yeah.
And I also feel like if he, like, why can't you just do it in the toilet and then take a picture and be like, ha ha, big dump.
I can actually explain this for you. Due to the water, it kind of refracts light. So sometimes you get a smaller looking dump when you know in actuality that was a big girthy monster I just laid out there.
Yeah, haven't you ever seen the sticker on the side of a toilet that says dumps may look smaller than they appear?
No.
He has to look harder next time, I guess. This is... Christian, I got a question, man.
Yeah.
How come when you first bought your house, whenever we walked in, it was always, kind of smells like poop. A very faint smell of poop.
I definitely don't know the subreddit either. I definitely don't follow the subreddit.
The other issue I have with this is, like, I understand that she's definitely taken aback and, you know, is really disturbed by what she witnessed. first and foremost, why did you barge in on somebody in the bathroom?
Yeah, that's fair.
What if they got one of those relationships where you just walk in the bathroom?
Clearly don't have it.
We don't have that relationship.
I am not like, oh, you can walk in. I'm just taking a quick shit. I don't take care. A shower.
I don't care, but somebody is poop shy, which is fine. I don't fucking care. But I don't think that this needs to end their relationship. Like, they clearly need to go to counseling, like couples counseling, and talk this through.
Yeah.
Because if she can't get over it, then that's obviously going to be an issue.
Yeah, it'll be an absolute stain in their relationship.
Yeah.
I could see you working that one out, and
I'll tell you about my smelly little secret. Don't tell anyone. One or you'll be just another.
So, Christian, were you going to say something? Sorry. Or did you just want to sing that song for a second?
Yeah, I did want to sing that song. Anyway, the thought's gone.
I Googled posting pics.
I came back. You can read.
On Google. And somebody posted on r/findareddit. Is there a subreddit for posting pics of your poop? Not a fetish thing. More like a bragging or a medical thing. Bragging and medical, completely different.
No, hold on. No.
Bragging and medical, completely different.
Sometimes they can be the same.
Sometimes you're there to brag, but then after you've seen enough shit, you're like, I think that might be a little bit of blood in your stool.
Or you can brag me like, doctor said that this is the worst broken bone he's ever seen in his life. Like, that's something to brag about.
I guess. Basically, title, sometimes take really huge poops I want to show off, or really weird poops where I want to know if something's wrong with me. So somebody commented, r/ratemypoop is a great name unless I could get too much fetish stuff. Subreddit's banned.
Well, what about pretty fetishy.
r/ratemypoo. That's one. Wouldn't recommend looking it up. Or r/poop. Again, wouldn't recommend looking it up. It is literally just pictures of shit.
Okay.
So maybe he's on one of those subreddits.
I want to know so bad.
I mean, I don't enjoy looking at other people's shit, so I didn't enjoy my trip
another
to those
subreddits. Another issue that I have with this is how unsanitary it is.
Yeah.
Like, you can spread so many diseases.
Cowards.
With shit. Like, literally.
Their kids always have pink eye and they can't figure out why.
Campylobacter, E. coli, salmonella, typhoid fever, which is also a strain of salmonella, fucking hepatitis A. Like, there's so many countless diseases.
Smelling like shit. Looking like shit.
Cryptosporidiosis.
All my clothes are dirty.
I can think of, like, two possible solutions to this. One is you really got to restrict him. You get a separate bathroom and you let that be his shit bathroom.
Okay.
Just know that he is going to be shitting
on
the
bathtub. It's a good compromise.
Yeah.
Just know he's... It's going to be shit everywhere. He's going to go wild in there.
Right, he still needs to clean it up, though.
Once you remove the barrier of other people are using it, it becomes his space. Like, everybody needs a man cave.
Yeah, sure. It'll be like a real dad's garage where it's just chaos. It's just a pile of shit everywhere. Mm. And the wife goes in and tries to clean up. He's like, why are you touching my shit?
I knew where all that shit was. It looked unorganized, but I knew where it all was.
Do you know where last Wednesday's shit was? Because I know I left it right in that corner.
Right next to the one next to it because it had oatmeal in it.
I'm not on board anymore.
It's like the scene from Holes where he knew because the stone looked like a face.
Okay, well then here's the other compromise.
Okay.
There's only two.
Just get the family to participate and see how cool it is to show off your shit.
Yeah.
No.
Get the kids involved. Really get them showing off their
dumps. Diseases, though.
You gotta toughen them up.
Yeah, if they all got the same disease.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. It's fine. I'm sure it's fine.
What, are you not trying to breed a super bacteria or a super virus?
No.
Oh, well.
Oh, you're not trying to get your kid to build up an immunity to those? Because I bet they would.
Or they would die because it's antibiotic resistant.
Natural selection, buddy.
Then what if they've got a cut on their finger when they go to pick it up and now they've got a fucking bloodborne infection from whatever super bug is and they die?
All right, little Miss Big Brain over here. I saw this on a Hank Green stitched TikTok. How come butthole you get cut and don't get infected, but you get cut on arm and you rub shit in it, it's going to get infected?
Hmm.
Well, if you already watched Hank Green's video, then you already have an explanation.
I didn't. I saw it pre-Hank Green.
That's why I didn't say cut on the butthole. So I said cut on finger, wipe butthole, get poop on finger, blood infection.
So what's up with the butthole?
There's one single like level of cells that separates your butthole from your normal like skin cells or whatever. Okay. And so once you get a tear, it can quickly regenerate. And
there's also a mucus. Skin, which has multiple layers.
Yeah, and there's like a mucus there that also protects it.
Buttholes are crazy.
Oh, yeah.
That butt's not really keeping you safe out in those streets.
The more you know. Now, gross story to start off with, right?
Always.
Sorry. So, here's the thing. It was sent to me by a listener.
Multiple listeners, right?
Yes.
I feel like it's been a while since we've actually talked about poop.
That's so. I was kind of thinking the same thing. It's been a while since we've had this much poop talk.
Well, I mean, Erica just did a story on that on the episode that I'm recording that she talks about poop and pee. So
you're recording?
I mean that I'm editing. My bad.
That's a real bummer because the title of this episode is "Oops, All Poops." Am I the asshole for not apologizing when my husband dipped his balls into poop water?
Oh my god!
Wait, who's apologizing?
The wife did not apologize
when her husband dipped his balls
into poop water.
I'm assuming that he's mad that she's mad, and she's not going to apologize for making.
No, he was just dipping his balls in toilet water, a pre-sex ritual, and she had forgotten to shower. I mean, she forgot she had taken a shit.
I thought you were going to switch that from forgot to take a shower to forgot to brush her teeth. Like, her mouth is the shit water.
Oh, fuck. Jesus Christ, Erica.
I don't like that. Maybe I don't want to read this story anymore.
Good.
We're going to pivot. The episode's no longer called Oops All Poops. Am I the asshole for not apologizing when my husband dipped his balls into my poop water?
Can we not name it Oops All Poops?
Hold on. Into my poop water? Is that what you just said?
Yes.
You're just saving poop water? It's like when you boil beans and you have to save the bean juice.
Why beans? Not pasta.
You gotta save a quarter of the bean juice.
Yeah.
Or the pasta juice.
I'm sorry. I eat beans. Is that all right?
Hey, bean boy.
Can I say my thing, man?
No, dude.
Can we name the episode, "I'm sorry I eat beans"?
I would be much more on board with that because I am putting this podcast on my LinkedIn.
Ooh.
So I don't want an episode being called Oops All Poops when I'm trying to apply for a chemistry position. All right, man?
Ooh. I'm a podcaster so they know that I'm a good communicator.
Maybe I will apply for a chemistry position. I'll just do it at like a sewage treatment plant.
Hey.
Here we go.
Way to look on the bright side. This all...
I'll let you know if I'm applying at a bean factory or a shit water treatment facility.
That'll really dictate the title.
The title of the episode. We got 3 weeks to figure it out.
This all happened last night around 1 a.m. I had just finished nursing our baby and was getting ready for bed. My husband was finishing up some work and was doing the same. Our master bathroom has a separate room for the toilet, so after I went pee, I was brushing my teeth when my husband walked in. He proceeded to sit on the toilet to poop and immediately starts screaming and jumps up. Apparently, the toilet had backed up to the brim and was...
I was wondering how the balls reached the water.
Just the longest, dangliest fucking balls. Apparently, the toilet had backed up to the brim, and when he sat down, his balls dipped into the poop-filled bowl. He jumps up and starts stripping down, yelling the whole time. I'm actually about to die laughing so hard with a toothbrush in my mouth, but I rally and get to work plunging the toilet as he continues to yell. I apologize by saying, "I'm so sorry that this happened to you. It's disgusting and this sucks," or something to that effect. Now, our house has a finicky toilet, and we do get backups fairly frequently, about once a week. That's so often.
You gotta get that checked out.
That's so often. They gotta have killer forearm just from plunging all the time.
Christian, you shit a lot. How frequently do you have a backed up toilet?
Never, because I shit so often that it's not.
About once every 7 to 10 days when I go, because it's almost like 100% conversion rate that it's getting clogged.
Seriously?
Listen, when you don't poop for 7 to 10 days at a time, there's a lot in there.
I've learned, sometimes
I have to do a mid-poop courtesy flush.
You should have been doing that from the start.
Yes, but, you know?
Well, the biggest problem on that, I don't know if you've ever...
Great retort. Very good.
I don't know
if
you've ever sat on, like, an automatic toilet, and you, for some reason, like, you move a little bit, and it flushes on you, and you get that, like, mist on your
That's why I don't do the mid-poop courtesy flushes, because then I have to stand up, and then I get poopy butt cheeks.
I get that. I get that. But I do think you do a mid-wipe, mid-poop wipe, you stand up, you flush, and then you sit back down.
No.
That's insane. That's fucking...
No.
Why? Because your brain knows after you've wiped that you should be done or something?
Yeah, the butthole closes back up till next Tuesday.
Yeah, okay.
It's like they got banker's hours, man. No, they got DMV hours.
My husband always blames me, which may have some merit since I do use toilet paper for all my business while he only uses it for 50% of his. That's not a good enough.
50%?
Well, peeing and pooping.
Oh, 50, okay, that's okay.
You thought he was only wiping his ass half the time.
No, I was thinking he was peeing at the exact same rate as he was pooping. He had 8 pees a day, 8 shits a day. That's what I thought was going on here.
Both is too much.
8 pees a day is too much?
Yeah.
I pee 4 times in the first hour and a half after lunch. Do I have an issue?
See...
Joshua, are you sleepy a lot?
What's up?
Why do you think he's got diabetes?
Do you have diabetes?
No, I don't have diabetes. I might have diabetes.
Have you gotten checked?
I pricked my thumb once with my mom's diabetes machine, and it said, "You're good, buddy."
Okay. Do you just drink a lot of water?
Yeah, I drink a ton of volume.
Okay, that's fine.
I drink a massive
so fucking
volume.
Hydrated.
And our lab is cold because we have to keep the humidity down.
Does that make you have to pee more?
Makes me have to pee more, fuckface.
Okay, well, my bad. I'm very sorry that I even brought this up. We have several bathrooms in our house, and he typically uses a guest bathroom. His poop room. This would have solved story one.
Mm-hmm. Several? That's more than 3.
Well, I would say several is 3, right? A couple.
Why are they using...
You've got one, a couple, which is 2.
Yeah.
And then a few, which is 3 or 4.
No,
and
no.
And then several, which is 5
no,
through.
No.
They live in
three,
a mansion.
3 specifically is company. So 4 is few. Either way, why are they ever using the same bathroom? At the same time, is what I'm saying.
Oh, well, because it was 1 in the morning.
Then it was their master bedroom. They were going to bed.
Mm-hmm. He typically...
Aurora and I split ends of the fucking household when we have to take shits.
They're not... She wasn't... They weren't shitting at the same time.
Let me get the details out.
No.
You guys keep cutting me off.
Oh, how's it fucking feel, Christian?
What's that? Sorry, can you speak in my good ear? We have several bathrooms in our house, and he typically uses a guest bathroom, his poop room. So the time where he has to deal with a backup, allegedly, caused by me is rare. Last night, he decided to forego using his bathroom and use our bathroom, which is where the problem literally arose. For some additional context, I had had a number 2 in that afternoon, and I had used the toilet several times before the ball dip occurred. I had no issues. So after a very long day, he had to take a shower at 1 a.m. and was irritated with me. He felt that, 1, my apology was not sincere, 2, I did not take ownership of being in the cause. I did not take ownership of being the cause of the backup and subsequently... the ball dip. And 3, I should have watched the toilet flush fully to make sure that all was well. Insane. No one should be watching the toilet flush. You flush and you shut the lid.
If it clogs once a week.
Okay, that, oh, you know what?
If there's a known history of it clogging,
yeah,
I'm gonna watch that shit.
Well, you can just hear your toilet flush.
Correct.
And you can,
yeah.
You don't have to watch it.
No, I put
you
my face, I get my face right in
you
there.
You guys are worried about pink eye. You guys are looking into the eye of a fucking toilet.
Christian,
from across the room.
We are optically challenged.
Across the room? Yeah, so you're deep
around the corner, Scooby-Doo style, just like.
I always wear my glasses
like
just in
tech.
Case.
You're an x-ray tech going out to the other room, hitting the.
Have a fucking lead vest on.
I felt that my apology was enough. I validated his feelings, and I did genuinely feel bad that it happened. However, I consider this an act of God, for which I am not responsible. I would agree, lady. Additionally, I don't think it is my responsibility to monitor the toilet after I used it. it's the next user's responsibility to look where they're sitting.
That's very important. I
agree completely.
No man can ever complain that a woman complains that they didn't put down the toilet seat and, like, then have this happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that he is needed to look before exactly. he sits if he's going to, like, have that complaint. Because sometimes you don't look before. Like, I've sat on the toilet without the seat down before. It sucks. But, like,
idiots.
I also don't complain. Idiots. I try to put the seat down. You know what I mean?
You got anything to say? I know we're pretty heated on this.
Absolutely insane that she's claiming that she used the toilet multiple times since the shit. And then, like, now it's backed up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the problem. That's where it's no longer her issue. No. Like, it's not her fault.
If there she was just able a to go. Stinky, messy shit sitting in there for 12 hours, that dude has every right to be upset.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you still got to look where you're sitting, man.
I would agree completely.
If you're going to be that upset that your balls are getting in water, you should be more protective of your balls potentially being in water.
Mm-hmm. She's got a lot of edits here. I'm just kind of reading if any of them are actually.
So, good. Like, when you guys sit to poop, you don't, like, hold it all?
Hold what? No, my balls? No. It goes the in the toilet.
You put it all in the toilet?
Yeah, because you pee when you poop.
Yeah. I just feel like that's gross.
Yeah, sometimes, depending on the size and shape of the toilet, the dick sits on the inside rim of the toilet seat.
It's
literally bad. It literally just, like, imagine, you know, here's the toilet seat round and the dick just right on there.
It's terrible. It's
so which gross. Is why there's a big difference between ovular and circular toilet bowls.
You always buy an oval.
Because then my dick ain't touching that shit. Yeah.
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 We're also mad about this.
Yeah. We're not God. Happy. It's just, look.
That's really gross.
Yeah.
It's very gross.
But you can't just, like, hold it up because you're going to pee. You know what I mean?
You have to pee when you poop.
Yeah, it's impossible.
I don't know if that's a lady thing, but it's for sure a guy thing.
No, it is, but, like.
Which is so weird that, you know, like, when you're pooping, you don't. Like, if you accidentally poop your pants, you don't accidentally pee your pants, too. But every time you go poop, you poop and pee. What's up with that?
Well,
just God, food, get on
just
it.
A little food for thought.
What are you doing, God? Fix that shit. Fucking patch
I'm
that
I'm just saying,
shit.
Move the butthole to the middle of the butt crack and maybe make That's me pee I mean. My pants when I poop my pants.
No, it's when you poop your pants, you've lost your control of your sphincter. You're not using that muscle anymore.
Yeah.
But when you are actively trying to poop, you're bearing down. You're pushing.
I don't know. Some of my poops, I don't have to do much pushing. I'm still peeing.
Okay. Never mind. I'm done.
Christian's wild this episode. Talk about losing control of a sphincter.
So she does have some edits here. Edit 1. My husband is actually a very chill person and a great partner. Dipping his genitalia into fecal matter is a hard boundary that I definitely respect. If he didn't shriek as his world was crumbling, this would actually be a very different post. He's a pure soul who just sat down, had faith that everything will work out.
It sounds like a lawyer trying to argue that their murder client is fine. He just got angry once.
Apparently, this has been the case for decades, up until recent events. So, he has never had to worry about dipping his balls into poop. So
that's fair.
That makes
poop
a little
water,
more sense.
Water, not poop.
Yeah, was there poop even present in the toilet bowl? If it's been there
honestly,
for 7 hours or whatever?
I don't know. It's never really brought up.
Is poop water, is he just saying toilet bowl water? Because, like,
I think so.
Toilet bowl water is just water that's in a toilet.
Yeah, but if you're having, like, a backup, then there's going to be poop particles there for sure. But it could be brown water.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if it is, like, plumbing backing up versus, like, a clog?
Yeah.
It probably has a little poop water in there.
Yeah.
A little carbonated poop water.
Right.
Why is it so spicy? I'm so sorry.
She is taking steps to correct this. I will amass a collection of thinner toilet paper and do a controlled experiment to find the best option for our home. It truly pains me to switch from Charmin, but we need to live a different life now.
Call a plumber.
Well, they do also have an update. We will call a plumber. We really assume this was an issue that comes with living in a city with crumbling infrastructure.
Maybe this
that could be too.
Maybe this is what's the word? Classist of me to say, but if you have a house where you have, if you can quantify your amount of bathrooms as several bathrooms, you can afford to hire a plumber. I think.
Yeah.
Someone must have mentioned in the comments, just stop using toilet paper, because they also have an edit saying, we cannot commit to not using toilet paper unless our whole plumbing situation is dead.
There are some cultures that don't use the toilet paper.
Well, I know there's cultures also that like wipe and then have like a trash can next to the toilet.
Yeah.
There are some people that use what's called a family cloth.
Yep.
And it's a washcloth.
You guys don't? All right, learn something new.
No. Joshua, you lived with us. You know we don't have a family cloth.
You guys didn't use my family cloth?
That was for the whole family?
See, now I sit here and I say I don't want to do a family cloth, but then I plan on using cloth diapers for babies in the future. So
I was hoping the first shit and having to clean it out, I'd be like, maybe I don't want to do this.
Maybe I'm pro climate change. Maybe I'll just commit a ton of diapers to a landfill somewhere, I think.
No. I guess personal accountability doesn't really help when 20% of all companies contribute to 80% of the population or pollution.
I wonder if that's a lie I need to tell myself to prevent me from ever needing to actually take action in my actions.
Do you want to take a break?
Or yeah, we need a break. Story? Hopefully there's no shit on the second half.
I gotta take a dump. Sorry, guys.
You're talking about it, sort of getting your butthole ready for it?
Yeah, it's kind of speaking into existence. I really secreted this poop into happening.
Well, go ahead and sing your All-American Rejects cover while you're doing it, man, all right?
You got it.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Hello, boys, girls, and NBs. Have you ever thought about making your own podcast? Well, Anchor makes it so easy, even Usly figured it out. Here's a few reasons why you should start today, and to do it with Anchor. First off, it's free.
Anchor also has creation tools, making it easy to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer.
I just love that Anchor distributes our podcast for us. So we just upload it to Anchor, and they put it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's just so easy.
And guess what? You can make money from Anchor with no minimum listenership. Get that cash flow with zero listeners.
Boo.
It has everything you need to make a podcast all in one place.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today.
And welcome back to this side of the episode. Christian, Did you have a circle church? I guess we didn't really discuss it.
Oh, yeah, I think I got a pretty cool one if you guys want to
lay it on me, bro.
If you want to hear and partake and kind of maybe give me some feedback.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll let you know if it sucks.
Ooh. Okay, well, here's the thing. Our podcast is kind of fucking blowing up.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of getting to the point where it's like, this is going to be like our breadwinner, but I really want to follow my true passion. So I'm thinking of starting a couple spinoff podcasts.
Okay.
And so you're making that face, but hear me out. I think I got some pretty solid ideas.
Yeah.
Okay, so my first idea is the Sand Dollar, but it's going to be like kind of in the font, like, you know, the like, she believed he lied.
Yeah.
And it's going to be Sandler. And then Dollar in the middle. So it's going to be
Dollar?
Like dollar, but like dole for the dollar. And
it's
the
more of a visual
dollar.
Joke.
Yeah, I mean, it'll come across on when you see the thumbnail for the podcast, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And like, I'm sure if you're already listening, it's like, it's kind of niche and you're going to be into it anyways. But my whole idea is that we'll just like watch Adam Sandler movies.
Yeah.
And kind of give like a light review. That'll be the like... Maybe the first 10 minutes will be like a summary of what we thought of the movie. And then the next 50 minutes will be more of us going into the budget and like how much money they made and like
hence
what were the
dollar.
Expected. Like,
so the vast majority of the podcast will be the least interesting part about the film.
Yeah, we'll be talking about the dollars that Sandler made.
So like, you think people want to hear about
money, yes. You think and Adam Sandler, because he's like a American sweetheart.
What's the film he made with all his friends that fucking sucks?
Grown-Ups.
Do you think people want to know that Grown-Ups 2 grossed $138 million internationally? Do you think that's important information that the world wants to hear?
Absolutely. I think.
Well, we just did it in fucking 5 seconds.
Okay, but we could go into a little bit more detail. We could talk about like, oh...
$30 million of it was salary.
Yeah.
And then $20 million of it was for craft services and production crew.
Yes.
And then the rest of the budget, which was $85 million, was for script writing.
Yeah, and
production,
then we'll,
set design.
We'll talk about like, oh, well, this...
We just did it in 10
the executive
more
producer on this this movie was Adam Sandler himself. It's so crazy. It's that... It's a Happy Gilmore production, so he's actually the executive producer.
How much did you say it grossed worldwide?
$135 million.
$271.4 million.
So mine times two.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're wrong. So this is why we kind of need
guess
the podcast.
What? Guess what? Those are such big abstract numbers to me. They're the same fucking thing.
Might as well be.
Baby brain. Here's another cool one. I think, okay, you didn't like the sand dollar.
I didn't say I didn't like it.
Oh, you kind of shot it down like it wasn't a good idea, but then you kind of kept talking about it like maybe it was a good idea. So the next one's the Beaker Report, and it's going to just basically be like a weekly news segment talking about everything that's going on in the Muppets world. basically, my favorite character from the Muppets is Beaker.
Yeah, he sort of talks like you.
Oh, okay, we're not going to go any further into this one. We're not going to... hurt my feelings like that. That's fucked up.
Is that because Erica has her fucking hands up your ass? It's like she's controlling you like a Muppet.
Wow.
No, because he won't let me.
That one really sounded like
do you think it's a little bit too earnest? Did that one hurt your feelings?
They're not even Muppets. Well, I guess they're technically Muppets, but they're Sesame Street characters.
Fuck me.
I still think they're technically Muppets, though.
I don't know the difference between Muppets. Oh, Kermit. Got it.
I'm just going to do a quick search. I know I act like Beaker is my favorite, and he is my favorite character, but I don't know much about Muppets, actually. So,
but I'm actually going to do my next one, Ouchies the Grouchies, because Oscar the Grouch is actually my favorite Muppet. Fuck, that's Sesame Street.
I'm not going to lie. I'm pretty pissed. I googled just the word Muppet, and the first auto fill-in was Muppets Podcast, so...
Uh-oh.
Oh, you know there's gotta be one.
Yeah, that's kind of an issue. Well, anyways, let's go on to my next podcast idea.
Yeah.
So, I'm feeling a little disheartened. I'm not gonna lie.
From us, or because those are bad ideas?
Those are really good ideas.
Okay.
Hmm? Those are really good ideas.
The best ideas, babe.
Continue.
I mean...
This one can't be worse, so...
I don't even know if I want to tell you about it.
I want to hear, man.
Are you sure?
I'm seeing which ones I want to guest on, is the thing. Right.
Okay.
I'll bring over the judges' listenership, because you know you aren't pulling anything with you.
Yeah, Ouch. That makes actually a lot of sense, so. Really, can you stop making jokes that feel so like sincere and earnest and like actually from the heart when you're saying it?
Christian, your hair looks too good today. Fucking stop it, man.
Thanks, dude. All right, here's, and I think this one will really get you. It's titled Our Boring Podcast. So it's gonna be all about like arboretums and arborists, like our favorite arborists.
Okay, can I have one small pitch here?
Yeah.
Maybe only about Elon Musk's side projects. So only about the boring company.
Oh. Well,
so it's our boring podcast. And it's sort of like how we as a communist society claim that from him. So no. It's our.
Okay, that's not... That's.
And guess how long it lasts? In...
Hour? 15-minute
hour. Period. Okay, yes. Yeah. Mm. The optimal podcast.
I would rather listen about trees and arborists than I would ever care to listen about anything that Elon Musk is doing or has done or will do.
I am a little worried that the title is a little off-putting. I mean, I think it's very to the point.
Yeah. It's sort of like a little bit of self-deprecating humor right in the title there.
Yeah. Like, you have to think, like, tree fans are kind of like in on the joke, right? They're like,
oh, yeah.
They're like masochists. They're like, I do love talking shit about myself.
Yeah. Yeah, tree fans are always down to earth like that, I bet.
Yeah, they're just really fucking rooted.
Well, yeah, and they like they spread their, you know, roots out wide, make sure they get a good spread of everything there.
Boo.
Can you just, like, how do you feel about this podcast idea? Would you star on it with me?
I mean, I would do anything for you, so yeah.
That's a real... soft yes.
Yeah, it's a really... It's like, if you need me to, I'll be there for you, but...
I mean, that's how I got on this podcast.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I was just going to play The Sims all night while you guys fucked around.
And then you invited yourself on, and look where we are now.
It would have been really bad if it was just us two.
We would have been talking about trees and Elon Musk.
Another issue I kind of have with the Our Boring podcast.
So, the first two you thought were flawless and were upset when we poked even a small hole into them. You came into this one knowing that there were flaws, ready to discredit yourself.
Well, they can't all be winners. Sometimes you just got to throw it at the wall and see what sticks.
And I would say they can't all be losers, but you're proving me wrong, man.
Oof. What a good roast.
That actually really hurt. I mean, I know I kind of brought this up jokingly a few minutes ago, but can you just cool it down?
I feel like we could put that on the sweatshirt. Not that? All of us are losers, but you're proving me wrong.
I feel like...
You could definitely sell that in a gas station.
That would
truckers.
Work at a gas station.
With absolutely. Four different fonts on it, yeah.
I do think a problem with the Arboring podcast is the only tree I really give a shit to talk about is the cum tree.
Yeah.
So.
It'd be one episode. Yeah,
it'd definitely be a limited run.
It'd be one 3-part episode where you brought on like a scientist, a climate person, and then like your mom or something.
Yeah. That's such... You guys keep making fun of this, but it's like really good ideas.
That anybody can be an arborist. You just have to take a test.
Anybody We're can be a doctor, there, you just have to take a test.
No, you have to have the school for that. But like with an arborist, and I could be talking out of my ass, but I was just talking to somebody that was like, yeah, I'm going to go get my arboring license or some shit. I don't know. And you literally just take a test and then you're an arborist. And
Weird.
You can work for like a city or something.
I would gladly, whoever this person, you... Do a little deep dive in your brain. You let me know who they are, and they can be guest number one on our boring podcast.
Yeah, I'm related to him, so he'll be on the pod, no problem.
Oh, fantastic. Does he got a good personality, or is he kind of boring like trees?
I mean, I think he's cool.
I think he's all bark and no bite.
Ah. That's actually my favorite root beer. So, okay. I know the first couple were kind of stinkers. They're a little bit of duds.
There's more?
Well, yeah.
Oh, my God.
What do you mean there's more? I only come up with good ideas, guys.
Christian's trying to get that podcast life where he doesn't have to work a full-time job. He's just making... He's going to have 20 podcasts. So I'll make 1/20th of his full-time job normally.
Okay, but like...
If it means I only do 5 hours of work in a week, yes.
You definitely spend more than 5 hours a week on our podcast currently.
Once I get big enough and I have 20 podcasts, I'll have an editor. Gosh, guys.
It'll be me, but...
Okay, I got two more. And these ones are really... These are the ones that are going to really, like... We could probably start a Patreon and just have these be the Patreon. First one is... My Big Fat Greek Podcast.
Okay.
So this one will take a little bit of footwork. We're going to have to pull some strings. We're going to get Joey Fatone on.
All right.
And you kind of know back during COVID, we had a lot of podcasts coming up where it's just casts from shows and movies rewatching and talking about the good times, the laughs they had.
Yeah.
And so we'll get Joey Fatone on.
Yeah.
And we'll just talk about like the gossip on the set. During the filming of My Big Fat Greek Wedding,
Joey Fatone was on
Big Fat Greek Wedding 2.
Is he not a Backstreet Boys member?
He is, or maybe NSYNC. He's one of them.
He was
also
in
the movies?
Yeah.
You did your research? You know this?
I saw it in theaters.
Why? Why
honestly,
did you see that?
He's a big fat one fan. I am. That's his name, is the fat one.
No.
Joey Fatone.
Yes, I know.
He calls himself the fat one. That's his name. That's not me being rude.
He for sure was at least in the first one, and I did see it in theaters. And I can't tell you why. I was too young to drive myself there. Someone took me to go see it. I was a big Joey Fat ones fan.
Now, Christian, how what percent Greek are you?
My big fat Greek wedding. Ooh. What?
Yeah,
he's also in Dead Seven.
Well, that'll be the spinoff of my Big Fat Greek podcast. Once they get big enough, that one gets big enough. A percentage of Greek. I haven't taken a DNA test, but like, not.
Not, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just not Greek. Yeah,
that makes sense.
I mean, does that make an issue? Like, does that change anything? Because I got Joey Fatone on it.
And yeah, he hits the big fat Greek part, and then you're just.
Yeah. And I actually did a little bit of research into Joey Fatone, and he's not even Greek either.
Ooh,
he's
we
Italian.
Do not stand a problematic king.
But I think the thing is he marries into a Greek family, and that's where all like the hijinks come
from.
Wait,
he's the main? He's the lead?
No.
Yes, he is.
There's no way. I'm pretty sure that's dude. John Cusack.
Wait, there's somebody named John Cusack and a Joan Cusack?
Yeah.
Are they related?
They're siblings.
I assume they're married. I just thought it was one of those coincidences where they had very similar names. There's no way he's not the main character.
He's not the main character. Sorry. John Corbett is the husband.
Are we sure?
Yes.
Just because he's billed first on there just means he got paid more. No. Joey Fat one had a low.
And we'll talk about this price on the Sandler Dollar Buddy.
Let's move on
okay
from this.
One final podcast.
You really shook us to the core with the revelations that Joey Fatone has starred in many movies.
Here's the final one, and I think this one might be the best one yet. And this one's called The Broadcast. All right?
I really hate to tell you this, but that's already a podcast. The Broadcast? B-R-O-A-D?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that stars Aaron... can't remember her name. Erin, she's the producer on Around the NFL podcast and the
Andrews?
Jesselneck and no. She is a no. Jesselneck and Rosenthal Vanity Project, JRVP. Junior Vice President. But she hosts that with her friend. So sorry.
Really?
Yeah.
So I kind of already got in touch with my slightly controversial uncle. Who, like, he's, like, fairly woke, but he's kind of watched, like, too many, like, gangster movies and, like, big Joe Pesci fan. And he, like, he likes women, but he calls them all broads. All
right.
And so I figured we would just kind of, like, go through history and talk about, like, powerful women through history.
Oh.
And try to, like, enlighten him.
I'm sure there's already.
I mean, no, he's a big fan of history and broads. And so, like,
maybe try to get him off the word broad, maybe.
I was kind of hoping this would, like, kind of open his eyes a little bit. Like, maybe we get past this. In most aspects of his life, he's pretty woke. Like, he's like a, you know, leftist piece of shit.
Yeah.
But he really can't get over the term broad.
I tried to tell my boss, I was, like, trying to talk to somebody. I was like, you know, he's, like, fine. You know, he's whatever. Like, he still refers to all girls as, like, chicks. And he's like, what's wrong with that? And I was like, I'm not going to get into this argument with you, man. You're 40. Just maybe don't use chicks exclusively, right?
Unless you're referencing the chicks.
Or white chicks. Or, you know.
Or
baby chicks.
Baby chickens, yeah.
Yeah. Or, like you're trying to decide what you're going to order for bruh. And you're like, you know what? I'm going to get the chicks with hums on it. That's chickpeas with hummus.
Aren't they the same? You can get chickpeas with hummus on top of it. Isn't hummus just smashed?
It's made out of chickpeas.
Okay.
Hummus
well, I mean,
gross.
That's...
Hot take.
I mean, hummus I'm sorry. I eat beans. Garbanzo or otherwise.
I can't believe you're actually coming out on the podcast as a bean boy.
Well, like... I didn't want... I'm blowing my load early. Podcast idea was, I'm sorry, I eat beans. And I'm going to have the guy who played beans, I'm going to eat his ass for an hour on camera.
Oh my God.
It's called, I'm sorry, I eat beans.
I am then, not a fan.
And then Ren will walk in and just be upset. Whatever the
I
fuck
think anybody walking in to see that would be upset.
Every week we'll do a new surprise guest at the 57-minute mark from Even Stevens.
Oh my God.
And just beans!
It'll be a knock at the door and be like, is that all right if I come in? It's like, yeah, definitely. And then it's just you eating beans and they get shocked every time. They're just
until you save Shia LaBeouf for the last. And he like knows he's expecting it, and then he comes in and you're just eating a fucking bowl of beans.
I was eating Shia LaBeouf's ass the whole time. We blindfold him and walk him up while I'm munching on his brown hole.
I am done with this podcast. I'm actually gonna go start my own podcast.
Let's hear it. This is what I was gonna ask.
I don't know yet.
Okay, what's the premise? It's called I Don't Know Yet.
I come up with shit on the fly. That's the pod. And I just don't want to
participate in this. Yeah,
this
that makes sense.
That definitely makes sense. I mean,
that whole bit you guys just did, even though I did participate, I'm not a fan.
You're the one who wanted me to call it. I'm sorry. I eat beans.
Because that was funny. Like 20 minutes ago.
That's what Bean said about 20 minutes into the fucking podcast.
I hate you so much. I'm surprised Christian didn't just do a spit take all over our podcasting equipment.
I really had to try.
If I made Christian spit take talking about eating the ass of a famed child star turns disgusting looking human being, I'd count that as a win.
He is unfortunately ugly, but like we don't gotta drag him like that.
That's fair.
I'd like to see you at 40 when our podcast is well done and over.
Beans is 33.
Beans is 24. He's younger than us.
All right. I mean, do we approve of any of these ideas?
No.
Really?
I'm not.
I like mine.
But only yours.
Yeah.
You want to eat his ass?
No, I just want to make the money from it.
We could talk about it on the Sam Dollar if you get Adam Sandler involved.
We make a full feature film with Adam Sandler starring as Shia LaBeouf.
But you guys don't approve of any of those ideas.
Do we have any listener submissions?
Yeah, we do got a listener submission. I guess we can switch gears here.
Thank God.
I mean, it's kind of fucked, but...
Well, speaking of my podcast, which is called Switching Gears, that's sort of where I just sort of vandalize bikes on the sidewalk and then wait till the people try to ride them and they break.
I'm going to start a podcast where I just talk shit about the two of you.
You probably get a lot of listeners.
Yeah.
A lot of listeners from this.
I'll be like the follow-up show to every episode of the Judges.
Talking Judge.
Am I the asshole for being jealous of my boyfriend's cousin?
This is a listener submission. Guys, send them in, judgiespod@gmail.com or Instagram @judgiespod, JDGIS.
My boyfriend is out of town with his family. He's sort of far away, around 8 hours drive from our hometown. He's visiting there with his dad and siblings. They're staying at their grandparents' house, and all the cousins are there. He is sharing a room with his female cousin that is the same age as him, and they're sharing a bed.
How old did they say they were?
They never said their ages.
Okay.
How distant to cousins are they?
She's been hanging off him for the week they've been there. She's been sleeping in his shirts, his boxers, etc. Mind you, she lives 25 minutes away, so she could go grab her own things. She wears his swim shorts while swimming, his clothes to bed, his hoodie everywhere. It just seems weird to me. And when I ask how they are related, he doesn't give me an answer and just avoids the question. So, are they actually even cousins? I feel so weird about it, and all my friends say I'm overreacting. Maybe I am, since I've never been close with any of my cousins, though. They all are male, though. So, am I the asshole?
There's a lot of suspicious little...
Well, okay, she hasn't done anything to be an asshole, so I think this is more of like a relationship advice type and not like...
Yeah.
She hasn't done anything wrong.
You're talking about the poster?
Yeah. Yeah.
The submitter?
Yes.
Yeah, right. Like, she hasn't done it. Like, she's not the asshole for being suspicious. Yeah.
Right. That is... Okay, so like, I was always very close with my cousins growing up. Granted, most of them were the same gender as me, so... It didn't really affect me. Like, I would sleep in the same bed as my cousins all the time. Like, we were constantly together. So that's not that weird to me. But, like, once you get to a certain age, sharing a bed with your opposite gender cousin does get a little weird, as long as you're not being weird about it. But then, like, wearing his boxers, dude?
I think all this would... I mean, the clothes stuff is bad, but, like, sharing the bed thing isn't whatever.
That's
like,
not that big of a deal.
What makes it weird is that she lives 30 minutes away.
Yeah, so like she doesn't have to stay.
She's actively choosing to stay in the bed on top of all the other stuff, which is to me way more problematic.
Yeah. I mean, it's one thing if you're like, "Oh, I'm going to borrow, can I borrow your hoodie while we, you know, go to the campfire or whatever?" Sure. Right. But like his fucking underwear?
So what?
Yeah. I don't like that.
The beginning of the story, he's just visiting family. It's not like a family reunion or anything.
No, it doesn't sound like that. He went on a vacation to visit his family.
Maybe he was like, "Yeah, she's my cousin."
Right. I think that's what the posters get or the submitters getting at. Right? Is like, I'm gonna go visit family, and he just had like a Tinder. He's having a Tinder hookup.
Yeah.
But then why would he be so stupid as to like, I assume, share pictures?
Yeah. Yeah, you can't be that brazen. Yeah.
Unless that's his strategy to throw us off the scent. You know what I mean? He's like, they can't think I'm so stupid as to I'm going to share pictures of me with the person I'm cheating on my girlfriend with. Therefore, that's what I'll do because then they won't suspect it.
That seems I think, unfortunately,
this could just be one of those things where, like, it's like, oh, we're second cousins. And it's like, we never see each other. And it's like, oh, wow, Bethany, you really matured since the last time I've seen you. And it's like gross stuff like that.
Second cousins is way too close. Are we talking
I agree.
Seventh cousin eight times removed?
Hey,
still
man.
Weird.
Hey,
I
man.
Still would not.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying that's a possibility. What's going on?
I mean, like, it could be. There is also a possibility that, like, the girl cousin is just hanging on him and he's trying to just be nice and be like, oh yeah, you can have what, like, just get away, you know, like, oh, can I have your sweater? And he's just like, sure. And he's like, can I have this? Sure. Like, whatever, get out of here.
Could be
like, maybe he's not being, and like, if she's hanging on him, but he's too awkward to be like, get the fuck off me, Bethany. I know you've matured a lot since we last saw each other, but get the fuck off of me. I know your fucking honkers are massive now, but get that shits off me, man.
Your milkers are mommy size at this point, but please keep your distance.
The whole situation is very suspect.
Yeah.
Especially him, like, from what we know, dodging the question of being like, oh, you know, we're related. Don't worry about it. It's like, well, it's weird that you're not answering. Anytime you, like, refuse to answer, like, a simple question like that, it's like, well, why aren't you answering it, though?
Yeah, right?
It's like, oh, it's a long story. I got time. Fucking tell me.
You're 8 hours away. We got nothing but texting to do, so fire off.
I mean, it
send
could
me
be
a story.
My family is very convoluted, like how we're all related.
Yeah, but so, if you sent pictures to Christian and you were having a guy hang all over you and he said, who's that? You wouldn't just be like, oh, his family. And you're like, who, like, first cousin? You wouldn't be like, ah, oh, well, whatever. Like, if you could tell Christian was upset, you would tell him.
Oh, of course.
Right? You would tell
also,
me.
Also, I wouldn't have my cousin all over me. That's icky.
What if he, like, really matured and he's fucking big dick swinging?
Let's just say they're, like, normally they live 8 hours away.
Nope.
You haven't seen him in years. And it's like, wow, step cousin, you've really matured since I've last seen you. You got big daddy dog.
Big daddy dong. You got them big old floppy balls that mommy like.
You got them balls that really dip into the poop water.
We need to end the podcast.
We don't
now,
even have to back up the toys to get them things in there.
I think we need to be done tonight. I don't want to do this anymore. So you guys are fucking gross.
Erica's tapping out. That's crazy because we got another hour and a half of poop stories.
Listener, you are not the asshole.
No.
Just you know, be like, hey, I think something is suspicious.
Just be like, hey, can I get an extremely detailed family tree? And maybe can you and her do a 23andMe just to see?
Yeah. And hey, and if you do a family tree, maybe you can read it on our boring podcast.
Hey, what a good segue to my new podcast, Our Boring Podcast.
Subscribe now on Stitcher
every
Premium,
Wednesday.
$25 an episode, I think. But if you just want to listen to this podcast, tell your friends. Listen to it more.
Tell your cousins if you're on a trip.
Can we
visiting
get off
them?
On the whole cousin thing?
I mean, he's not. Erica, if they want to find us on social media, where can they do that at?
If after that whole thing you still
if you need
want
to
do this,
tweet at us and tell us we're canceled, that's fine.
Yeah. You can tweet at Hosh Jismith.
No, he's out of here.
And at OG underscore Pissy Chrissy, I think.
No.
Something along the lines of Pissy Chrissy.
Keep typing in Pissy Chrissy until you find it.
You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, all the social medias except fucking Facebook and
LinkedIn.
LinkedIn.
What was I going to say?
At.
Oh, yeah. At Judgies Pod. That's JUDGIES Pod.
And Christian, if they want to send in more listener submitted stories about fucking their cousins, where can they do that?
If you just got wild cousins who are trying to fuck you, send us in your story at judgiespod@gmail.com.
And if you personally know Stephen Anthony Lawrence, please get him in contact with me. My business email as is judgiespod@gmail.com. Guys, see you next time. Bye.
Okay, bye.
The judges love you.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.